Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Definition Minute is a subset of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast. In these mini episodes, I will define economic theories and marketing terms in a minute or two. The topics will be review, introductory, or discrete in nature. Sales channels in the context of business and marketing refer to the various avenues or methods through which a company distributes and sells its products or services to customers. Sales channels are a critical component of a company's sales and distribution strategy, and they determine how products or services reach consumers and end users. Different sales channels may target specific customer segments or market niches, and companies often use multiple channels to maximize their reach and meet diverse customer preferences. Here are some common types of sales channels. Direct sales. In direct sales, the company sells its products or services directly to customers without intermediaries. This can occur through physical stores, e-commerce websites, or direct sales representatives. It provides the company with a greater control over the customer experience. Retail sales. Retail sales involve selling products through third-party physical retail stores, such as department stores, specialty shops, or supermarkets. Companies may use a network of retail partners to reach a wider customer base. E-commerce. E-commerce sales involve selling products or services online through the company's website or third-party online marketplace like Amazon, eBay, or Shopify. E-commerce channels have become increasingly important, especially with the growth of online shopping. Wholesale sales. Wholesale sales involve selling products in bulk to other businesses, which then resell the products to end users. Wholesalers often offer lower prices to retailers who buy in larger quantities. Distributor sales. Distributors act as intermediaries between the manufacturer or producer and retailers or end users. They buy products in bulk from the manufacturer and sell them to retailers or other businesses within a specific geographic area or market segment. Telesales and inside sales. Telesales or inside sales involve selling products or services over the phone, through email, or via web conferencing. This method is often used for B2B, business-to-business sales, or when personal contact with customers is essential. Social media and online marketplaces. Companies can use social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, or online marketplaces such as Etsy or eBay, as sales channels to reach customers directly or through third-party platforms. Franchise sales. In a franchise model, businesses grant individuals or entities the right to operate under their brand and sell their products or services in a specific location or territory. Affiliate sales. Companies partner with affiliates, individuals or businesses, who promote and sell their products or services in exchange for a commission or referral fee. Events and trade shows. Participating in industry-specific events, trade shows, or expos allows companies to showcase their products or services and connect with potential customers and partners. Subscription sales. Subscription-based models involve selling products or services on a recurring basis, such as monthly or annually, often through an online platform. The choice of sales channels depends on factors such as target market, product type, distribution costs, and customer preferences. Successful companies often employ a multi-channel or omni-channel strategy, integrating various sales channels to provide customers with a seamless and convenient buying experience while expanding their market reach. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall.